Tamashin's Literature of the Restoration, Restoration Prose. Restoration writers were often determined to use prose as a vehicle of reason. Indeed, one of the Royal Society's aims was to encourage the virtue of intellectual lucidity in the writing of prose. The most important philosophers during the Restoration are Thomas Hobbes and John Locke. Thomas Hobbes' great work is The Leviathan, a deeply pessimistic work of political philosophy. According to Hobbes, if people were left to themselves, they would be unruly, constantly trying to take advantage of one another, recalling medieval rather than Renaissance thinking. For Hobbes, the only solution was to control them by imposing a strong centralized state under a single sovereign. He believed that people could only be brought to order by fear. His vision of life was that it was nasty, brutish, and short. Hobbes' rationalism also involved a rigid theory of language and contempt for the imagination, which according to him was the decay of sense. John Locke, on the other hand, had a vision of human nature which is more optimistic. His essay concerning human understanding emphasized how reason was the dominant faculty of man, and all knowledge is acquired through experience based on sense impressions. This work marks the beginning of British empiricism. British empiricism is a philosophical movement which developed, largely in Britain, during the Age of Reason and the Age of Enlightenment in the 17th and 18th centuries. The major figures of empiricism were John Locke, George Berkeley, and David Hume. Empiricism is the idea that the origin of all knowledge is sense experience. It emphasizes the role of experience and evidence, especially sensory perception, in the formation of ideas. It discounts the notion of innate ideas and argues that the only knowledge humans can have is based on experience a posteriori. It relies on induction or inductive reasoning, making generalizations based on individual instances, in order to build a more complex body of knowledge from these direct observations. Modern science and the scientific method are considered to be methodologically empirical in nature, because they rely on an inductive methodology for scientific inquiry. The term empiricism has a dual etymology, coming both from the Greek word for experience and from the more specific classical Greek and Roman use of empiric, which refers to a physician whose skill derives from practical experience as opposed to theoretical instruction. This was its first use. Empiricism is usually contrasted with rationalism, which says that the mind can apprehend some truths directly, without requiring the medium of the senses. Rationalism became established in continental Europe at around the same time with the work of Descartes, Leibniz, and Spinoza, among others. Locke, Berkeley, and Hume vigorously defended empiricism against these rationalists.